Wouldn't it be nice if we could learn another language quickly and easily? Oh, don't worry, this isn't a commercial, just an intro to this lesson. Isn't that why you're here? Let's go!
Welcome to another Happy English podcast coming to you from New York City. And here's your English teacher, Michael.
All right. Thank you, John, and thanks, everyone. It's Michael here from Happy English, and I help people speak English better. And this is Happy English Podcast, episode 712, Negative Questions. Negative questions are questions that begin with the negative forms of the be verb and other auxiliary verbs. Like their cousins, tag questions, negative questions are often used to check what we think is true. Let's look at the construction first. Aren't we going to take a break for lunch? We start the sentence with the negative form of the be verb, aren't, followed by the subject, we. Aren't we going to take a break for lunch? This has the same meaning as, we're going to take a break for lunch, aren't we? Here's another example. Doesn't the boss want us to attend the meeting? Here, we start the sentence with the negative form of do, which is doesn't, followed by the subject, the boss. Doesn't the boss want us to attend the meeting? As I said, we basically use negative questions to check our understanding of the situation, much like tag questions are used. Imagine you see someone at a cafe who looks familiar. Maybe it's someone you met at a party one time. You could check your idea by asking them like this. Aren't you Jack's friend? I think we met at his birthday party a few months ago. Here's another situation. You remember that there's a meeting this week, but you didn't put it in your calendar. You can ask your coworker like this. Don't we have a sales meeting this week? In both of these examples, we expect the answer to be yes, and we're really just asking to confirm what we think is true. Of course, in the opposite case, when you think that something is not true or something didn't happen, you can use a negative question. Here's an example of that. You see your roommate is still sleeping at 9 o'clock in the morning. It seems like she doesn't feel well. You can ask her, aren't you going to go to work today? Don't you feel well? Here's another example. Imagine you're at a really boring meeting. You're hoping the meeting will be over soon, but you're pretty sure that's not going to happen now. So, you can turn to your colleague and say something like this. Can't we leave yet? Isn't this going to be over soon? In each of these examples, you basically have a pretty good idea what the answer is going to be, but you ask the question anyway just to confirm. In a similar way, we use negative questions when we ask rhetorical questions. These are questions that you ask as a way of making a statement, so you don't expect the other person to answer.
Oh, wait, a question you ask, but you don't expect an answer? Oh, that's weird, man.
Yes, but in English, we quite often express our opinions indirectly, and negative questions are one example of that. You probably know statements beginning with WH question words like what and how. What a nice day! How beautiful! What a fun party! Well, we can use negative questions in the same way, like this. Isn't this a nice day? Aren't these flowers beautiful? Don't they make the best pizza here? Questions like these are not really looking for information. They are just used to express your opinion. Let's compare. If I'm at a new school on the first day of class, I may ask someone, Is this the right classroom for Michael's English lessons? I ask a direct question like that because I'm really not sure whether or not this is in fact the right place or not. Is this the right classroom? Is a genuine question used to obtain information. But maybe I think this is the right classroom, but I'm not 100% sure. I may try checking my idea with a tag question. This is Michael's classroom, isn't it? I can do the same thing with a negative question. Isn't this Michael's classroom? I can find out about whether or not I'm in the right room with either question. But when your friend brings you to their favorite pizzeria and during the meal says, "Isn't this a great restaurant?" they are not trying to find information. "Isn't this a great restaurant?" is a rhetorical question, which is an indirect way to give an opinion. In the 1960s, the California pop group The Beach Boys asked us one of the most famous rhetorical questions of that decade. "Wouldn't it be nice if we were older?" Wouldn't it be nice if we were older? That's interesting to me because nowadays, the question I always ask is, wouldn't it be nice if I were younger? We also use negative questions when we offer something or invite someone. Here are some examples of that. "Hey, thanks for coming to the office. Won't you sit down?" "Won't you sit down?" is a polite way of inviting your guest to have a seat. Here are some other examples. "Wouldn't you like a cool drink?" "Why don't you let me help you move that heavy box?" Keep in mind, the best way to remember this and any other word or phrase in English is to take that word or phrase, write it in a sentence that's true for you or true in your world, and then memorize your sentences. By the way, can you imagine getting the chance to practice this kind of English with me directly? You can get more practice using your English when you join my podcast Learners Study Group. There, you can make new friends. Join us for live group coaching every week where we practice these podcast lessons together. Plus, you get access to the PDF transcript and audio download for every Happy English podcast in the past and in the future. And on top of that, each episode has exercises where you can practice this English point with speaking and writing checked by me. To learn more, or to see some of the example sentences from this lesson, just visit myhappyenglish.com. That's myhappyenglish.com and choose podcast lesson 712. Remember, learning another language is not easy, but it's not impossible, and I'm here to help you on your journey.
This podcast is brought to you by Happy English. Please visit myhappyenglish.com. Show your support for Happy English by leaving us a review. Get English. Get happy. Happy English.